the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
So since we know that it's that one where you can exit your project, list it, and sell it, let's see what people are generating as money on this project, because that's what they need to list their product with the money they are generating so they can be sold to potential VCs or investors. So I go to Flippa.com or Acquire.com and I start filtering by mobile apps. I go to iOS because I know that people using Android don't pay that much of money for apps.
What are you looking to find here?
I'm looking for apps with big numbers, huge sales. So I know that there is volume in that particular niche. And you can look into small numbers too, because I will explain later on how you can make sure that that market is huge for real. It's not like a VC-backed app that has a lot of money to spend on ads and they can grow the revenue. No, we need to make sure that the problem is real and that problem is being solved with the app. And how to know if that problem is real? We go to Google Keyword Planner. You type the main keyword of the app you see in the listing and see if there is volume. You can see here, for example, in this Instagram story viewer, there is like between 1 million and 10 million search per month. You can see how low the competition is. CPC, highest bid, lowest bid. You can make a decision, hey, this is a real problem with the volume on Google. So potentially, for sure, there is volume in App Store because the problem is real. There is many other tools like keywordtools.io where you can see more complex keyword combinations for a specific subject. You can write TikTok and they will give you extra autocompletes for TikTok. You can write specific word and they will give you suggestions about particular keywords that you can understand as a problem that you can solve with the app. And you know that you saw an app being sold, generating money in Acquire or in Flippa. So it's a jackpot for you. You just need to dig deeper.
Is there a number, a minimum number of monthly searches that you're looking for?
I go for huge numbers. So I know I'm comfortable when I'm competing. You know, we are competing around 40,000 a month with a lot of competition in the App Store, it's going to be hard. I need the huge volume so I can squeeze my part in it. I use AppTweak and see the competition. So in search result in the App Store, who's doing that? Beside the app I saw in sale, I will keep looking in the App Store. Who's the top 10 apps in the App Store, US, for example? And here I did the search, Instagram Story Viewer or Saver. And I see InSave as number one. I will inspect what InSave is doing in Sensor Tower. This is free also. Yeah. They are doing 50K a month. So, okay, there is other people doing the same stuff and generating money.
Love it.
So, okay, this is more validation for my idea. And it's not a niche where I'm competing against Nike or something, someone big. It's an utility app with no huge brand in the market. And anyone is looking for a solution for his problem, not for a particular brand for something.
You know what I like about this too, Fisher, is that it's a indie developer. Like, you know, it's not a company name. It's just a person's name too. I really like that.
I took the idea of ChatGPT, and there is a lot of chatbots in the market are being sold also for 100K, 200K. But I saw a lot of them being sold in the marketplaces. Mm-hmm. And this is the second idea, obviously number one, but you can see the others below him, below ChatGPT. So I took one of them and went to Sensor Tower again. And here you can see like all of them are making 50K plus, all of them. Yeah. So this is a huge market. It's everyone is swimming in the ocean. It's currently a red ocean. I do not recommend to do a chatbot, but you can see where I'm coming from and how I think about seeing numbers and who's making money and if it's worth trying or not. Now we understand how to search for ideas, who's making money, how to check if they are the competition and what they're doing and what the competition is doing as revenue also. So now we have the app idea and let's say you took a decision, the competitor are making money, but their apps look complex, big, I can't really develop all of that overnight and all that kind of objections. But what you have to do is only develop the main use case. And by saying develop, it's you or someone you hire in Fiverr, for example. And you need only one single use case, which is the solution to the problem of the user.
Yep.
And plus maybe a settings screen where you list your settings, enable notification, review us, small list, and go to live in the app store. So these three are more important than the rest. If you release, you will have the energy and the courage to continue. But if you get stuck writing code day and night for 3 or 4 months, it's not it's good enough. No, it's you will never make it. So the point here is to release maybe within a week. So you have to stress yourself out, yes, and get something out in the market. And it's as written, go live fast to start testing ASO and user acquisition. Because if you did not release, you have nothing to test and test the market for your app. And you will write code for 6 months without releasing, and then you discover, oh, it's too late now, the market is saturated. No, do it now. Start figuring out as you go. And more recommendation here is to add live chat, like crisp.chat. They have an iOS and Android SDK. You can add a chat pop-up in your app. You can talk to people when you release first, you know. They will write you, hey, I don't understand. Hey, it's expensive. Hey, you start figuring out solutions and problems for those people coming in. I call it babysitting. Babysit them. It's fine.
Yes.
Talk to them. You keep receiving email and speak to people and try to figure out what they need and improve based on that. Number two is another SDK called SmartLook. It's like Hotjar for web. They have web also. But SmartLook will record what the user is doing, and you will receive 3,000 sessions for free from them before paying for SmartLook. So 3,000 session recording is enough for you to see what people are doing and where they are stuck, if they have a problem or not, if your in-app purchase is working or not. So you will see a lot of weird stuff happening to people that you didn't realize because you are testing only on your device. And people have weird conditions, internet cutoff, slow 3G. I don't know. There is a lot of conditions you need to use cases you need to cover, and that you will discover using SmartLook videos. And sometimes you will assume that your main use case is working, but then the problem that the user is looking for a solution for is not working in your app on that particular moment, and you have to understand why. So you need to see it to realize that you have it. Otherwise, you will keep releasing updates and stuff are not working for your users, which is not good. You need to see it and keep looking at videos every day. So it's part of my daily now. Go into SmartLook, see what's happening in US, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Asia, to understand, hey, does anyone get in a weird pop-up that should be solved? You need to look into that. So one more thing is to add subscription cancellation automation. I will explain this in details later on.
Okay.
And from all of this, you make a decision where to go next, because you spoke to people, you saw people problems, you saw people on video, you release your next improvement. Because now you have the app live already.
I love the go live fast to start testing. If you don't believe Betcher, trust me, I've worked with a client that was taking forever. Betcher, you and I are like the same. Launch fast. And he was trying to boil the ocean all at once and trying to build gamification, all this stuff. And the app is yet to launch. And I haven't heard from him. Stop trying to build everything all in that first version. Go fast, start testing, and then build on top of it. We had the simplest app, Betcher, on that first app that we just created in November. We made $1,000 just with ASO. That's it. And it's the simplest app, right? And I've seen the silliest, simplest apps make a lot of money. And the second point I really love, because I do this, I have this Chris chat on our website, babysit your users, especially in the beginning, because they're going to give you feedback. We want real-time interaction. And that little web chat that I have on our website is done wonders. Like, Steve, I don't get this. Like, and so like, I've changed our website based on the feedback I've gotten from people just talking to me on chat. You'll find the best users and the best feedback comes from this chat.
One more thing about the go live fast is the Apple approval process. When I started pushing releases to Apple, I realized that they don't like many things I already built. And you have to work around that and solve that. Hey, this is not legal. Hey, this is not compliant. Hey, you have to change this. This pop-up is not. So you have to start learning what's not working and configuring your app to comply with Apple. Otherwise, you build Google in your computer and then you have to deal with 50 screen of issues. That doesn't make sense. You will be discouraged and you will cancel the project and you will like stay poor forever. So you have to start small.
George asks, do you think choosing multi-platform technology like Flutter is a good idea? With that, I can go on Android, native.
It's all to align with my first recommendation, go live fast. What do you master? You can release fast with Flutter, do it. You can release fast with Android Native, do it. So you have to release fast. But as I said, I don't recommend Android first because people won't pay for your service right away. You will struggle. So iOS is always my go-to for releasing at least projects for validations, I call them. So release on iOS, see the market, see the feeling, but use what you can master fast. You can release fast on iOS, just do it. Doesn't matter which technology. Because once you get the money, you can rewrite the app. If you don't have money and you are poor, technology doesn't matter anymore.
Yep. What I did, my first app that I ever created too, because I'm in the same mindset. I bought a template and they already had the template. The technology I was using was similar to Flutter across platform. But anyways, they have templates in there. I took a slideshow template, like a gallery view way back in the day, and I made it a flashcard app. So even Flutter, I'm sure they have a bunch of templates that you can use. Start one that is similar to what you're trying to build and just rejigger it. Because Betcher, I was like trying to teach myself how to code at the same time, right? Like I coded it. So I was like, you know what? I can modify existing code because I can read the code. But starting from square one was like a blank page was really hard for me. So now technology, ChatGPT and all this stuff makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, you can take an existing template and just modify it and get going. It's easy.
I have something much better for you, Steve, than buying a template for $200. In the private group, I have private deals where I have app already live in the app store. They didn't generate any money, but the developer took the effort to clean up the code, comply with Apple, and publish it live. Sure. Then you can buy it from him and save your time and effort of buying a template, modified, and all that kind of stuff. You just take an app ready to go. In-app purchase is working. Push notification is working. You just transfer your project, the project to yourself, and you pay him his money. So these kind of deals find in my group. I have developers from all around the world sending me their projects. Hey, this is live. Do you buy it? Can you buy it? Okay. Yeah, that's how I operate now. I have a lot of people sending me projects. So I publish these in the group for the community. Apps from 1,000 to, it's always below 5,000.
People who are interested, go to Betcher's. Easy, just Instagram.Betcher is his name, BECHIR. And if you click on this link, you'll go to the school group and just join that private group as well.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.